The following talk was given at the Insight Meditation Center in Redwood City, California. Please visit our website at audiodharma.org. So some of you may know that just recently we had a celebration here for Gil's 25th anniversary of teaching. I know some of you were there, maybe not all of you. But I felt really touched by this event. It was quite something. A lot of people came together in order to kind of like honor Gil and to create this event. There was IMC got transformed in some way. Some of you may have seen there was a tree here on this wall. They had like some artwork and tables were brought in, all in the social hall and all outside with these tablecloths and flowers on them, and some volunteers who were dressed up in black pants, white shirts with a black bow tie, you know, like serving drinks of sparkling water with something in it. It was like quite something, not the usual thing that we have here at IMC. And there was like so much happiness. There was like such a sense of goodwill and well-wishing. You know, like we were all here because we had a certain gratitude or an appreciation of what happens here at IMC and all these different ways that the Dharma is offered here. And this event only occurred because so many different people very generously contributed their ideas, their time, their effort, their money, their well-wishing. You know, it was lots of people came together to make this event happen. Also, some of you may have noticed we have a new Buddha. So this was a gift that was given to Gil during this event. I really like this Buddha. Actually, it's related to the one that's at the retreat center. So for those of you who haven't been down to Santa Cruz, to the retreat center, the Buddha down there is much like this one. And also, you may know that as a gift to Gil, to kind of honor his 25 years of teaching, there was a type of fundraising to pay off the mortgage we have for the property that is next door to the retreat center down in Santa Cruz. So through generosity of other people, this building has been paid off, and then we were able to pay off a second property down there in Santa Cruz. So a lot of people from all over contributed online, mailing in checks, all these things to present this gift to Gil. So we received like this, for those of you who were there, so there was a key that said, you know, paid in full, you know, this property, which we call the treehouse, because there are so many trees. It's in the middle of a little redwood forest, and there's so many trees around it. It's really quite beautiful. And Gil was so happy. He was so happy. He smiled a lot, for those of you who were there to see that. I myself felt so happy just that as a community, we had all come together, kind of generously contributed to something, making this happen. And so that's what I'd like to talk about just a little bit this morning, is this idea of generosity. So Gil has talked a few times, or many times, about there to create a field of generosity. Like the Dharma unfolds the best in the field of generosity. Kind of what that means, right, is this is my interpretation of it, is that if we kind of behave in a generous manner with the way that we act, with the things that we do, then other people are more likely to be generous. Right, if we're a person who's kind of greedy or stingy, then it doesn't create the conditions as for other people to be generous, like being generous creates the conditions for other people to be generous. A good example of that, of course, is that everything here is offered freely. It's kind of like, you know, creating the field of generosity. And also an example is that I was sitting retreat recently down at our retreat center, and I ran out of dental floss. It's kind of a mundane thing, right? That happens, but it's easy to do, run out of dental floss. I wanted to continue flossing my teeth for the remainder of the time I was going to be down there. So I went down to, they have a closet there, it's called Yogi Needs, you know, retreat needs. And I opened it up, and there, freely offered, toothpaste, toothbrush, dental floss, soap, moisturizer, Band-Aids, aspirin. I needed some of that too, my first sitting so much. But my heart kind of sang or leapt a little bit when I saw, like, oh, this is freely offered as a way to support my practice. Not to support my shopping practice, right, but to support my, so that I could, you know, just take care of kind of the basics of grooming and hygiene and health while down there. But that just, that little thing of opening up the closet and seeing what I was, what I needed there, made me feel very happy, made me felt like I was taken care of in a certain way. Also made me feel like I was respected. Like, oh, I'm not going to go steal all the things and put them up on eBay and earn, you know, a small amount of money for these things or something, right? But it was just there as a way to support my practice. There wasn't any notes there that please pay 50 cents for this or anything like that. So, but I did, because I just felt so happy to see those things there that I dropped some money in the donation slot. Or is it an appreciation? So we can be generous not only with money, but of course with our time, with our energy. We can also be generous in the way of like giving somebody the benefit of the doubt. It's kind of like an act of generosity. I think, oh, I'm not sure what you're saying, but I'm going to give you the benefit of the doubt because maybe there's a piece that I'm missing here, and to try to, you know, generously still pay attention. But generosity is also an important practice for a number of reasons, or it can, in a number of different aspects. One is it connects us to others. Usually generosity involves another. We can be generous to ourselves by giving our, that's most often more like self-compassion maybe. But generosity is a way to kind of help build a community and help people feel appreciated or connected or seen if we are generously paying attention to them. Some of you may know that I'm the treasurer for the retreat center. Among the kind of different hats that I wear around here, I'm actually the person that is receiving those donations and processing them and transforming them into checks that get written to pay the electric bill and things like that. And so one way that it generosity supports communities, also just for me, it does make my heart sing to see people's generosity, whether it's $5, $5,000. It's all people are being generous because they feel gratitude and appreciation. Sometimes they're writing in small notes, thank you so much for that Dharma talk. It really has touched me and has really helped my life. Either here or listening to audio Dharma, and I pass those notes along when they arrive in the mail or in the email. So that act of generosity really kind of helps others to feel comfortable and safe and helps them to have a nice feeling. But generosity doesn't only have others have a nice feeling, it often can be a nice feeling for us. Just along with this idea of letting go that I talked to as the practice notes this morning, generosity most often is associated with letting go of something. It doesn't have to be a painful thing. It doesn't have to be the thing we cherish the most. But it is a kind of relinquishing, and it's a movement of here, I'm doing this with my hands, of giving something away. And that's the opposite of clinging. That's the opposite of grabbing and grasping. That's the opposite of being really tangled up with something, is to kind of let it go. So generosity is a way in which we can practice that kind of movement of non-clinging, of non-greed, of non-attachment, non-entanglement, some disenchantment, maybe some dispassion, those types of things that are really on the path to freedom, path to liberation. Generosity supports those. But it's also a pleasant sensation, usually, right, to be generous for somebody. If it's not pleasant, then maybe you can investigate, like, why is it not pleasant? Maybe rather than cultivating generosity, you're cultivating something else, a sense of obligation, a sense of duty, or maybe you're giving out of reasons other than generosity, which can be okay too, right? We have often have mixed motivations when we do things, and it's helpful to notice that, but it's usually a pleasant feeling to be generous. And this is one of the pleasant feelings that in the Buddhist teachings that we're encouraged to cultivate, that feeling of letting go, as well as the pleasure of tranquility or calmness that we do in a meditation practice. So it's a way for us to practice off the cushion some movement or some activity that also helps us on the cushion. And this way, there doesn't have to be such a distinction or a separation between on the cushion and off the cushion. Just like we let go of distractions, let go of some tightness, some clinging that we have while we're formally meditating, we can let go of our views of exactly how things should be. We can generously let them go when we're out in the world, just as we let go of having to be comfortable when we're in a meditation posture. We can kind of generously give somebody the benefit of the doubt, even though it makes us feel uncomfortable, or we can listen to somebody, even though it makes us feel uncomfortable. And also in the Buddhist teachings, and the Buddha is depicted very often as generosity is the first teaching that he gives before he even teaches about ethics and morality and before he gives instructions about meditation. The idea being that our minds have to be a certain type of receptive to new things, has to be pliable in a certain way. If you're really a person that's really grabbed on and this is true and this is right and this is the way things must be, it's more difficult to hear new ideas. It's more difficult to try new practices. So often the Buddha is depicted as that he would first teach about generosity, about being flexible, about giving way. And also he would then teach about ethics, about, you know, the way we are in the world. And then those two things would create conditions in which they could then meditate and get settled and hear even more advanced teachings. So in this way, generosity can be actually a very powerful practice. It's something that we can do in so many different ways. It doesn't have to be money. It doesn't have to be our most cherished objects. But just that movement of letting go, that movement of sharing, and the movement of supporting others, and also of cultivating some really wholesome qualities and some wholesome pleasure. Hopefully it's a nice feeling to kind of let go. I recently went to the Goodwill and dropped off a lot of things as I had gone through my closet, and I felt really happy, like, oh, maybe somebody could really use these. I'm not using them. I've been sitting in my closet, and it was a nice feeling to do that. So I wish all of you kind of this nice, pleasant feeling of letting go, of being generous and sharing in whatever way that is for you in your life, in a way that makes sense. So thank you.